What is up, everybody? Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 90, more photo modes. So yesterday, Google made a recent addition to Google Play by releasing the Google Camera app into Google Play. So basically, what this camera app does is if you have a recent version of Android, and by recent, I mean very recent, so Android 4.4 or newer, so 4.4, 4.4.1, and 0.2, is you'll be able to install this app and get not only your usual single photo or regular photo, HDR, panorama, and video recording, but two additional modes on top of that. And those include lens blur and photosphere. Traditionally, these two modes have been included in Nexus devices, so I think it started in the Nexus 4 and then moved into the Nexus 5. But if you have a newer or a device running a newer version of Android and it supports at least the Photosphere version supports this mode, you'll see that upon installation. But it's not these two modes are not only relegated to having a Nexus device or a newer version of Android. If you have, let's say, an older version. Granted, the other versions of or other camera apps that you may use may not be as smooth or as perfect, but you'll get the same effect and have a similar ability. So I wanted to start with the lens blur mode. This is a feature that started from SLR or something called bokeh, that's B-O-K-E-H. And what this does is it enhances your foreground picture or whatever is in focus and blurs your background or whatever is behind whatever you're taking a picture of, or vice versa. So if you want to enhance what's behind a person and blur the person, or focus on the person and blur the background, lens blur in the Google Camera app or SLR modes in other camera apps will do that for you. At least on the Google Camera version, they have a software algorithm to account for the single lens in smartphones, and there's variations on this algorithm for other apps. But essentially, you'll be able to do this essentially blurring and adjustment of your image as you take the picture. In the Google Camera version, what it does is when you hit the camera button, it'll take a picture of whatever you're looking at and have you move your phone up and down or left and right, and it'll basically take more pictures as you move your phone around. You do need to be, it is very sensitive, as you need to keep whatever you're focusing on in the center and move from there. If you move it a little bit too much or move too fast, then it's going to go out of focus and not be as clear as a picture as you may want, or it may not even be able to do it at all if your motion is too fast or too shaky. So something to be very careful of, but the result overall is very nice. I'll have a picture of this in the show notes, or at least in the episode guide, so you can see how it came out in an instance for me and see the kind of effect that you can do. The final piece of this is you can adjust the length of the blur, or how much blurring goes on by how much you move your phone. So if you move it a little bit, you'll get a little bit of a blur. If you move it the whole distance, you'll get a full blur in the background, and you'll see the popping effect of the foreground or background picture depending on what's in focus. If you are into taking selfies, you can do the same thing, and as long as you have a front-facing camera, so you can take a selfie and do your lens blur to focus on yourself and blur the background so you enhance yourself. It's a pretty nifty feature, so it's worth checking out. The other key photo mode that I like from yesterday's release is the photosphere. So let's say you're out on vacation and you're in a scenic area and you want to take a full-on image of your surroundings. That's where photosphere comes in. It lets you take a 360-degree picture by stitching together basically what amounts to tiles of pictures. So it'll take a whole, I don't know the full number, but it's, for example, it'll take 35 pictures of your surroundings as you move and center your camera phone, and then once you're done, it'll stitch together all of those pictures into one seamless picture. Basically from there, it'll either be mapped as one flat image, or if you, for example, share it into Google Plus, you'll be able to rotate through the picture as if you are actually there. It's a pretty nifty picture. I'll have a sample picture of this as well in the episode guide, where I did a few tiles just to practice using it, but eventually once I get a chance to play with it a little bit more, I'll do a full 360 image to see how well it works out. If you're not sure exactly what kind of picture this is, it's kind of like a multi-layer panorama. So most panoramas, you're just moving left to right or left to right and right to left, and you're going to have a single strip of picture. In Photosphere, you're moving not only left to right or right to left, you're moving up and down as well. So basically, it's a natural movement of your head as you look around. That's essentially what Photosphere is creating by putting all the panels together for you. The apps that have put Photosphere together for you, so the Google Camera app or other third-party apps, and this includes Lens Blur as well, are stitching together the pictures after the fact, so you don't even have to do anything after that. Once you say that you're done, it'll put together the pictures, process them in the background, and push them into your gallery once they're done, and you can review them, see if you like it, don't like it, see how it came out, and check it out from there. So these two camera modes actually do require a little bit more than just snapping a picture and going. So if you're used to taking quick pictures, then you may have to learn to be a little bit more patient. If you know how to take panoramas and HDR pictures, or you take them regularly, or not even for that matter, not so often, then you know the patience of taking those particular modes. So these are a little bit longer, but you know to be a little bit more patient. Be sure to go slow so it focuses well, and how not to blur or get blurry pictures and that sort of thing. So these are just two extra modes beyond what HDR and panoramic modes do in your camera apps. So that's really all I wanted to cover for this. It's probably a little bit it doesn't require too much extra work on your part, but as I said, it requires a little bit more patience as it takes a little bit more time and requires your hand to be a little bit more steady as you're taking the pictures. And you can see the kinds of pictures I took. They're nothing spectacular. They are just sample pictures for me to play around with these modes. But basically, those are kind of like starting points, and you'll be able to go from there. But if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And if you want to find this show or more shows on the Geek.io network of shows, be sure to visit geek-io.com, where you can also get or fill out the online contact form if you want to get in touch with me that way as well. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.